About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Today's scripture is Acts 16, 25 and 26.
Praise you, Almighty Father. You indeed break the shackles and set the prisoners free. Father, this scripture shows me the power that you can send through your praying and singing saints. You are the God of restoration and revival. I humble myself in your presence. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Can God use you in the same way he used Paul and Silas?
Today's action. Place yourself in his hands today and ask him to use you in any way that he wants to. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 27, verse 22. And they shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place.
What I love most about this story, and there is no record of it in the Gospels, there's no record of it in Acts, but what I love is that it says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. So we have to assume that Paul and Silas have been hanging on the wall in chains for several hours, quite a few hours, before this moment of midnight or around midnight occurred where they started singing hymns to God. And I always imagine them being just as human as I and you are. They probably spent the first few hours doing, why me? What did we deserve God to get here? Why have we been treated this way? But then after a while of realizing all the blessings and all the beauty, and realizing no matter what happened, God was in control. About midnight, Paul and Silas started praying and singing hymns, and then the walls came down. Think about it, what would happen if we all praised God in every situation? You want revival in your life, my friends? Praise Him in all things.